Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Heartshift Radio and the High Vibe Tribe podcast. I, of course, am Marcy Newman, your host, and I want you to know that I feel very blessed being here today with you and with my very special guest, who has been a wonderful friend for many years. And we just have so much to share with you. And like I said, it's such a blessing to be able to connect with you like this. So welcome, everyone. I also want to welcome Sue Erda, who is this fabulous woman I've just been talking about. And like I said, a dear friend. So Sue, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Marcy, I am honored to be here with you today. I really am. I love our connection. I love the friendship that we've formed over the years. I love the energy you share, and it really feels so good to me to be in this space with you and anybody else who's listening today. So thank you so much.
Yeah, my honor and my joy, really. And I'm going to just share with our audience right now that, like Sue said, we've been connected for many years, and we're going to talk more about that. But I want to first share a little bit more about Sue so that you understand why she's here and why I have really wanted her to be a guest on this podcast for a while. So I love this because Sue describes herself as the good vibes gal. So you can see why she's perfect for the High Vibe Tribe. Sue has impacted thousands of individuals through her transformative talks, inspirational writings that teach people to embrace the power of feeling good. She is a two-time honoree on Inc. magazine's list of the 500 fastest growing private companies, and she is an award-winning and number one best-selling author. As co-founder and publisher of Powerful You Publishing, Sue has connected thousands of women for business, personal, and spiritual growth, and has helped more than 350 women achieve their dream of becoming a published author. I hope you're all really paying attention to that. Sue is passionate about helping people make meaningful decisions they feel good about and move them to actions that are aligned with their values. Sue loves assisting women to find the feel good and live in that space every day. Just briefly, but of course, all of this information will be right there beneath Sue's interview. But her books are Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude, Books 1 and 2. In addition, Sue has published and compiled 13 empowering anthology books with stories by 350 authors. 14th anthology book launches in October of 2020. And also the Feel Good Guide, How to Feel Good No Matter What. And that will be coming soon. And we are looking forward to that because, as we all know, particularly at this time, how challenging feeling good can be. So, having said that, Sue, I want to ask you a number of questions. And I first want to begin by telling our audience that Sue and I actually became connected, and I was trying to figure this out in my mind, Sue, so jump in if I have this close or not close, but I was thinking that we first came in contact through a radio program that I think I had like back in, like maybe 2009 or 10, something like that, anyway, I remembered that you were running a retreat for women, and I was to be a speaker at the retreat, and I don't remember exactly why, but for some reason that didn't come to fruition. But all I can tell our audience is that since that time, I have been so fed by your energy, by the love that you share so unconditionally, and by your dedication to really being the light that you encourage to come forward from so many people. And I want to thank you for that.
Oh, Marcy, you have tears in my eyes right now because I appreciate so much what you've said, because I feel like it's been this incredible journey, and it remains and continues to be this incredible journey of living into everything that you just said. So I so appreciate that you feel that, because that is my intention always. You know, my book titled Powerful You Intention, or Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude, that's what that's about. It's, you know, that was me learning how to live intentionally. And I feel like I've been doing it for so many years now. And you know, that first book, I wrote that in 2008, but it really was from things I had been writing, sending out to my email list for years. And it was kind of a compilation of all those things. And always my intention was, perhaps it was selfish in a way, because I've always thought, okay, I need to raise my vibe. I've got to live into that space of feeling good. I have to live intentionally and open with my heart full and all of that. And so my intention to do that really was for me. And I thought, if this is me and I need this, I want to share this with other people. And so that's what I have been doing. And that's what we used to do with our Powerful You Women's Network that we had for many, many years, that mm-hmm. we released a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago. That's what we do with our publishing company. It's all about that intention of being loving, opening our hearts, being open to the beauty and joy that this world has for us, even when there's stuff around us that doesn't feel so good. You know, so this is a true journey for me. And so I'm happy that that comes across and that it is helping other people and they're recognizing it along the way. And hopefully they also are becoming more open to this love that is themselves, that this love that we all have that connects us, and this in amazing spirit that is here in all of us. So I'm happy that comes through, and that is, you know, one of my personal missions, our mission of our company is to raise the vibration of people and the planet and to connect and empower people in their lives. And that's what, I'm glad that comes through, because that is what we're here for. And that is what our publishing company does. And that's what any connection that I make with anybody, that is my utmost intent, to help them feel this too. So I'm glad it comes through, and I'm happy, you know, I'm so happy to be connected to you. And I remember that conference. It was actually going to take place in 2010, and we were gathering speakers for that and people to do keynotes and things, and that is how we connected. I do remember that. And we did not, by the way, the title of that conference was Women Living Consciously. I know, I love that, you know, fantastic. Like I love that. And in fact, we named two of our anthology books Women Living Consciously. Mm-hmm. One was Women Living Consciously 1, and then Women Living Consciously 2, because we had so many women that wanted to share their story of living consciously that we went into a second book, because it was just too many people for just the one book. And so it's interesting, because that's what it's all about, right? Living consciously, living aware. And it didn't happen because we didn't get enough people to sign up, basically. And it was crazy, because it felt like exactly perfect timing for that event. And everyone that we got connected to in for that conference, like you, they're still with us, you know, meaning we're still connected. We're still sharing friendships and conversations like you and I are having right now. And it's really great, because, you know, there was a purpose for that. And really out of that also grew our publishing company.
It is so remarkable. I mean, I'm never without awe at the orchestration of the universe and how it is, you know, constantly, I use the word conspiring almost, right? Because it does, it conspires to bring us into our most expansive selves and for us to step into the path that it sort of has illuminated for us. And so, like you said, that conference didn't take place, but what did take place is a beautiful community that you actually created even though we never physically came together. And that's profound. And, you know, somebody else might have, you know, just become downtrodden, right? Or beat themselves up or said, well, that was a waste of time, and have not appreciated even the gift of the organization of it. And I'm sure that you learned, you know, so much about organizing things, and that that's all reflected in your present, you know, business and offering to the world. And it's, you know, it's, to me, it's all about that community that you have so beautifully, you know, connected and created, and you continue to do so with these beautiful anthology books that you publish. And it's really remarkable, isn't it?
It's totally remarkable. And by the way, we came to this place. It's tough. You know, anytime you cancel something or something falls through that you have been planning and putting your heart into, and heart, money, all that stuff, you know, and then people that really wanted to do it and they get disappointed. So, I mean, there was a rough patch there, of course, you know, like it's tough to have something like that that feels like such a disappointment in that moment and even a failure. How do you then get the gifts from it? And that's really, you know, part of what we're talking about today too, because in everything it's the yin yang, right? There's good in the bad, there's bad in the good, and it's all part of life here on this planet. And so how do we do that? How do we get to that place where we recognize that it is beautiful synchronicity, that it is a beautiful divine connection that has happened for a higher purpose than we even recognized in the first place? And, you know, again, that's something that we come to over time, Marcy. I know you'll agree with me, because yes, stuff happens. I mean, just stuff happens because stuff it's happens. Just, that's life, you know? Yeah. And so, you know, being able to be resilient. Resilient is one of these words that my sister and I talk about so often. She's 50 years old. She's got three teenagers. And she said that, we're talking about it lately with all the stuff that's going on in the world. And she said, you know, she's happy that her kids do have some resilience, because this is a tough time for kids. You know, they're not getting to do the things that they had been doing in the past and all of this. And so she feels that one of her kids doesn't have as much resilience as she would like. And she would, it would benefit her right now. The other two are doing much better than her just because of that. But, you know, it's something that you develop over time too. I don't know if it's something that, you know, well, maybe it is. Maybe some people just have it, some people don't. Or maybe we learn it through the example of our parents and the people that we're around. But resilience is so vitally important for all of this, because life happens, stuff happens that we don't have any control over. So, you know, it's just a good place to be able to recognize the gifts. And they are always, always, always there, no matter what.
No matter what. It's interesting, excuse me, that you talk about resiliency, because I do too. And I talk about the precursor to it actually being flexibility, mm-hmm, and how we need to cultivate flexibility so that that resiliency is there when we need it. And I want to talk about another aspect of it that really came up for me as you were speaking, and that is that with all of that, those very specific energies, it's almost like the thread that connects it all is this energy that you are so dedicated to, and that is intention. Because it's really your intention and the energy frequency of that that carries you through, that allows you to become flexible and develop the resiliency that really is, you know, it's life itself. And it's what enables us to continue to feel and maintain a connection to each other and to life. So one of the things that came to mind that I want to talk about is the level of dedication and responsibility that you personally have towards your intention. And so if you don't mind, I'd like to share with our audience a little bit about what has been taking place between the time that I first invited you to be a guest on this podcast and when you finally felt that the time was right. Would you mind?
Sure. You know, I think it was April. Does that sound right, Marcy? It's been about 3 months.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, obviously we're here in this world, we're on this planet, and there's a lot going on in our country, here in the United States, in the world, with the coronavirus stuff. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting because I, at times, even with my intention to stay vigilant in keeping my vibration high and to continue to spread love and light and joy and peace and understanding, even with all of that and the years of getting to the place where I for the most part, feel pretty good in my everyday life. Now, that doesn't mean I'm always joyful, but it means I feel intent on doing the best that I can in every moment. I like to be productive. I like to get things done. I like to have really great connections with my family and friends. I like to feel like I'm contributing to the world. And then this thing happens, this coronavirus thing, and the political stuff that's going along with it as well. And I have been feeling since March, really, I've been feeling kind of out of sorts. I haven't been feeling like myself. I have been feeling, for a long time, I've been feeling kind of, I guess if you put labels on this stuff, I have felt anxious. I have felt kind of depressed at times. I have felt very disconnected and very, like I've had more low vibes. I've been feeling more like, more even sadness at times, but very out of control. Not that we have control. I mean, control, you know, we could talk about control forever too. Control's an illusion anyway. The only thing we can really control is our mindset, how we feel, what we do, what we say, what we think. And whenever you're, you know, we're there, it's easier to maintain our high vibration, right? Because of the feeling place of all of it. Well, you know, I wasn't feeling that. I was getting caught up in fear, so much fear about the virus, about, oh my gosh, what is happening? What is going on in the world? And why, for goodness sakes, aren't people taking care of other people? Why does it seem that people are not caring about others? What, they're not being compassionate. They're not protecting others. They're doing things that seem, you know, selfish and unkind. And then the whole Black Lives Matter thing, of course, has happened too. And, you know, it's shining a light on these injustices that have happened for so long, and now it was coming to light. And, you know, so I was feeling like, oh my gosh, what is this world that we're living in? And I was feeling almost embarrassed at times to even be an American. I mean, I know that sounds dramatic, but I felt this in some way. And I was feeling all of these different things very deeply at times. I wasn't able to sleep well. I wasn't really taking care of myself very well, in the sense that I wasn't exercising as much because I was feeling lethargic. And I was feeling like I would sit here in my chair at my desk and scroll through, you know, Facebook or Twitter or in the news and all these other things. And I was just so, it just kept pulling me down and down and down. And I was allowing myself to go there. Even then, at the same time, I was kind of looking at, okay, so Sue, gosh, you know better than this. Like, you're the feel-good gal, for goodness sakes. Like, how do you get yourself out of this? You have tools. You know practices. You're not doing the things that you know to do. And my brain is telling me, hey, you know how to do this. You can do this. And yet, literally, sometimes I felt like I couldn't get my butt out of this chair to do a damn thing. And it was really hard. And, you know, at the same time, I was very committed to doing certain things. Like my mom, I'm in Florida. My mom is in Texas. She's 79 years old. I made a commitment at the beginning of this whole virus thing that I was going to be talking to her every day. We video call every single day for at least an hour so we can connect. And she's doing well, but she's lonely. You know, she lives by herself. There's stuff going on there. She doesn't go out, you know, and when she does, she just started going out, you know, the past month, maybe going to stores for herself. My sister was shopping for her, but now she has started doing this because she feels like it's okay. She goes at safe time. She wears a mask. She's careful, all that. But it's like this whole shift has happened, not just for me, but I think I'm a good example of maybe what's happening for lots of people out there that says, my gosh, we know what the heck to do, and we're not doing it. And how can I be in integrity, for instance, Marcy, you asked me to be on this call. How can I be in integrity with the High Vibe Tribe on your Heart Shift Radio when I'm just feeling like that? So I felt like I needed to like kind of step back, don't do these things. And so then I started working, doing the practices, paying attention to more good stuff. Like, for instance, on Facebook, Marcy, you share stories that you write humans loving humans, which is
right.
Insane. But it's great, and it brings that high vibe up. My personal message is people are good. Let's share the good stuff that people do. And it's in doing all of that that it helps me to feel better and at a higher level, I'll say, in my life. So that's what I've been doing a lot for me, Marcy, but I also recognize, you know, we are all connected, interconnected. And so me sharing those good things, I believe, was also helping other people at the same time. But I think we got to cut ourselves a break sometimes, because we can't just be that person all the time. And we have to, I mean, we can, and we must, I believe, intentionally try to do that, consciously live in that space, and yet recognize that stuff happens that is going to change that within us. And we have to honor that and take care of ourselves emotionally in a different way and do what we know to do in the moment. And so then finally, like, you know, Marcy, just a few weeks ago, I said, okay, I'm ready. And I feel more integrity with this kind of message, because I feel like I was able to get myself out of this hole that I felt like I had dug for myself, by the way. Like, nobody did it to me, but I was in that, and I mired in that space for a while, and I'm out of it, and I feel so much better.
Well, first off, I want to thank you, really, for being so vulnerable and open and sharing from your heart. And I think that this message is so absolutely essential for every person listening to this program now and years from now. Because, as you said, these things are going to happen. Now, in the moment, it's extremely intense, right? And this has been ongoing for months and months and months. And the truth is, we were ill-equipped for it. You know, so accustomed to everything just sort of unfolding as we needed it to, and everything being accessible to us, and just life being completely different. And here we are, really needing to pull back, make adjustments, and sort of rediscover who we are in the midst of everybody experiencing various levels of suffering, disconnect, and uncertainty. And one of the things I know for myself is that, you know, I also would feel like I was constantly on these waves, right? And sometimes I was on top of the wave, and sometimes I was down at the bottom of that wave, and sometimes I was like crashing on the shore. And I want to share with our audience that I'm wholeheartedly, you know, with you, and want to express how important it is that we accept where we are in the moment, and rather than interpreting it as there being something wrong with us, understanding that we do have tools and we can make the choice, but we have to be ready to do that. And that does take time, so we do have to honor ourselves. One of the things, and this happened right away when you said to me, you know what, Marcy, I'm just not really up for it yet. And, you know, I remember like thinking like, this is going to sound strange. Like, first off, I had this instantaneous thought of like being so proud of you, because you walk your talk. And taking the responsibility for our energy, like what we are putting out into the world, and how appreciative I was in that moment that you wanted to bring the best that you could be to this podcast and to our audience. And again, I want to thank you for that, because it's true leadership, and you are a teacher of the highest form. this is not easy, you know, to say, yes, we're affected by these things. And yes, we know that we have the tools, and yet we're not ready sometimes. We just have to feel our way through it. And frankly, that's powerful, because the message there is all about self-acceptance. It's true self-love. It is, and this is where it gets confusing for people, because self-love is not just self-care. It's actually taking action that's in alignment with your energy. So we have to be able to read our energy, take actions that are alignment, that are in alignment with the energy frequency, and know that we're not meant to stay there, but we sometimes do have to get our footing. And it's kind of like, you know, climbing the side of a mountain. You would make sure that your footing was secure before you take that next step. And this is how I think also we're being called to live right now.
I agree with you. And, you know, it is all of that, what you just said. And, you know, this is this thing called life that we are all here for. And I think that what you said, it is about being vulnerable. It is about sharing all of that. You know, for a while, and I didn't want to share this earlier, you know, like I felt like, my gosh, I am a teacher, you know, in so many ways. People do listen to me. And how can I share anything? It felt like I was being a fraud. You know, if I'm sharing good stuff, good vibes, good feelings, how is that in alignment? Because alignment is so important, as we know, like the alignment of our heart space with our, the spirit world, align with our thoughts, aligning all of this, you know. And I'm picturing just this beautiful line that goes from Mother Earth up through my body, out mm-hmm. into the, you know, through my heart, through my head, through my thinking mind, throughout into the ethers. It's like, oh my gosh, it's all the same. It's all connected. And so if I am feeling a certain way, which isn't, feels out of alignment, it feels like, okay, from that beautiful line that I picture, there's this little bump off to the side that said, oh, it's something else. There's something that is not aligned with this. And yet it's all part of it, because then you take, you know, and it's a whole. I'm, you know, with my hands, I'm gesturing a circle all around me. And really, I'm not just around me. It's about around you and every single person that's listening and every single person on the planet and beyond. It's like we are all connected in this, and all of it is the same. And so how can I, as a teacher, these were my thoughts, how can I as a teacher, though, put this out there? And it's because it's aligned with my intention of feeling good. So even if it wasn't feeling good in the moment, it's feeling good knowing that I am honoring myself and my emotions, and knowing that there are so many people that are feeling so much like me, too. I mean, we can all feel it, even though we haven't been connected in the same space, in the same room, in the same area, you know, physically. We've all, our vibe is all connected. And so, you know, I have felt, I believe, as an empath, these emotions of other people as well. And so what I also recognize, Marcy, is that in the past few months, I've been carrying that too. You know, so it wasn't just me, but I was allowing myself to carry those lower vibrations, that fear, that anger, that frustration that other people were feeling as well. And I was feeding that by watching the news, by scrolling so much on Facebook or somewhere else and getting all of that, by having conversations where people were sharing their honest emotions, and yet I would take it in. You know, it could have been my mom, for example. You know, she was fearful of a lot of this, and feeling, you know, kind of angry at some people that were not honoring other people, or that's what she felt. And so I was carrying that with me too. So I did a lot of work to release that stuff. And, you know, the work really all comes down to intention, and also that energetic release, that spiritual release that we have, the emotional release. And so often it came in the form of going outside and taking a walk. I'm blessed to live here in Florida near the beach. Just going to the beach for me, walking at the shore, letting the water come over my feet and feeling that, and you know, standing there and just allowing that to ground me, and allowing that to shield me, allowing that beautiful energy to come into my body, you know, that was the release. I didn't need to write something down. I didn't need to talk to somebody and forgive them, for example, or something like that. I literally just needed to get myself in that grounded feeling space, the energy of the universe that is so here and available to us all, this energy of love. And I still feel like, by the way, it's a journey. I'm not totally there yet. I don't know when we get totally there anyway, by the way, right? As evolutionary beings, like how's that going to happen? I mean, this is going to come up again. For instance, this virus isn't going away anytime soon. You know, the political landscape is ever changing. The whole, just everything that's going on, you know, this is a journey for all of us. So it's really about, you know, me getting grounded in that and allowing that me to do those things that I need to do and allowing that space, for instance, not doing podcasts and interviews and things like this. And, you know, interestingly, when I had been asked by other people as well, Marcy, and I just right now, this past couple of weeks, this is my third interview. So I'm feeling in that space. I'm feeling more open. I'm feeling more connected. And I feel like there's a different emergence of me coming through too, because we can't help but grow in these situations.
Yeah, but you know what? I want to talk about something that you brought up, because we have so many empaths that are part of our community. And I think the point that you brought up is that sometimes we forget that we are empaths, and that a lot of what we are feeling is the overwhelm of too many other emotional fields from other people, and how essential it is that we are in constant cleansing, grounding, and coming back into our own field and searching out what we can do to feed it so that it remains expansive. Because if we're overwhelmed, we're in contraction. Then none of our energy can get in or go out. And that's when we start to feel the weight of the world upon us. So thank you so much for bringing that up. And how important it is to know our own true nature. We have all of this information within us in terms of what makes us feel good, just like you. And how we can explore that and discover the answers to that. Everything is within us, and it's constantly being reminded and fed to us from, let's say, our higher self, right? The connection to source. And so we, as being light workers, as being empaths, as being energy sensitive, we cannot forget for a moment that that is part of our true nature. And that, yes, we're in human form, but there's a larger aspect of us that we really need to pay attention to. So that was an excellent point. Thank you so much. Another thing I wanted to talk about with you is the whole transformation that takes place as you get more and more in touch with you, and how you have developed this publishing company that gives voice to other women as they come into this place within themselves. First, I wanted to ask you how that came to be, and second, what have you found is the most important aspect of that journey for women as they come to you and you are publishing their stories?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. You know, years ago, I never thought of owning a publishing company. Although, whenever I started learning about Louise Hay and practicing her work, you know, healing your life work, I actually... her work in healing yourself and that whole self-love got me through a really tough physical healing journey that I was on when I had a diagnosis years ago. And her work and learning and practicing mantras and affirmations and stuff was so cathartic for me and so healing. And I believe that without her work, I would not be in the space I am today physically, which I'm so grateful for that. But so that was the first aspect of me learning about Louise Hay. And then I started delving into her company and Hay House and everything that it does. And, you know, Kathy, my partner, and I were like, wow, Hay House, that is so awesome. Look at what they do. They publish these amazing books, these amazing stories, this amazing teaching of so many people who are so connected in the spiritual world and in the self-help, personal development world. And that is so important because, you know, like, my gosh, I can't even tell you how many books I've read, how many programs I've done, how many lectures I've listened to, how many YouTube stations I've listened to that share these beautiful messages of empowerment in so many different aspects of life. And the Hay House was sharing the people that I thought were so vital and the messages that we thought were so vital to bring to the world. And then we looked at that and we said, well, they're publishing these stories. They're publishing this. Louise Hay started her publishing company when she was in her 50s. I think she was 56 years old when she first published her first book. It was a booklet at the time. And then she started publishing her own stuff and started publishing other people's stuff. And in those, you know, 30 or 40 years in her life, for the rest of her life, she was sharing so many beautiful messages. And we thought, well, this is amazing. And look at this. We have this Powerful You Women's Network. And we know these amazing women who in their own way are doing amazing stuff, even if it's just locally. You know, there's some kind of coach or healer or trainer. Focus was maybe on finances, helping people with finances, or maybe their focus was helping people with their nutrition, or other people helping people with, you know, being okay in their lives, like life coaches and stuff like that. And we thought they all have these incredible messages. And look at our network meetings. Everybody listens most when people were sharing a personal story. You know, if a speaker was up there talking, for example, to the network, and they're saying, well, these are the five things that to do if you want to, you know, get your finances in order, or these are the five things to do if you want to get your health, you know, feeling vibrant and healthy and strong. Well, they could do that and people would listen. But whenever they shared personal stories or stories of their clients that said, this is what was going on, this is how they were feeling, and this is what they did to make their change, their transformation, their shift in their life, and this is where they are now. Those were the times. The sharing of the story was the times when everybody was listening. That's where people get engaged. And that's where they would get more business because they were sharing stories, testimonials, you know, transformations. So we thought, well, we love all of these women in our network, and most of them are entrepreneurs. Why don't we help them share their stories in a bigger, broader way? We can do something like Hay House. So actually, we've modeled our Powerful You publishing company after Hay House and what they do, and eventually we'll be doing some things that Hay House does in terms of events and some other online things that they do. But right now, it's like, okay, how can we share these stories? So we created our first anthology book back in 2012. Actually, I think we started doing it, you know, started putting it out there in 2010. And then in 2012, I think that's the date that we published our first anthology book. It was titled Empowering Transformations for Women. And it was a collection of 35 stories by women. They were all in our network at that time. And it was their, you know, what did they transform in their life? And that was our first book. And we thought, this is awesome. So every author gets to share a chapter, which is a part of their life. Is, of course, you can't share your whole life in one chapter, you know, because, gosh, we've all lived a lot of life. So what could they share? And the purpose of them sharing their story was, yes, to encourage and empower and inspire and motivate every single person that read it. That was the first reason any author that shares a story like that, that is one of the things every single one of them has told me. And I have talked to every single one of our authors. I talked to them personally ahead of time. Every single one says, I want to help other people. People have told me if I tell my story, it will help other people. That's why they do it. But the second reason they do it is because they recognize that by putting their story out there, that they can attract to them more people who are potential clients and, you know, that they can help in another way as well. So that's how we started this whole thing. It was just this inspired thing, and it came to us, and it's like, wow, this is great. And since then, we've published, you know, 13 anthology books. We're gathering currently authors for our 14th anthology book that will launch on October 20th, 2020 this year. And we're so excited about it all because we continue to somehow attract, I think just by putting out there this message, we continue to attract people that are totally aligned with this high vibration, with these messages of transformation, with these messages of hope and encouragement and empowerment. And it's really... And not all the stories are just fun and roses, by the way. You know, a lot of people have been through some tough stuff in their life, and they share that very vulnerably so that anybody that reads them can recognize that, hey, you know, some people have gone through some tough stuff, and if they can do it, I can too. It's that kind of attitude, and that's the sharing that we need to help people to move forward in their lives, and move forward meaning get to that place where they want to be, you know, whatever that means for them, whether it's like cleaning up a relationship, maybe it's, you know, leaving their lifelong career that they've had that doesn't resonate with them anymore, even though they're kind of an expert in doing what they're doing, but they know they're called to do something else. They have a different purpose, a different passion for the next part of their life, you know, whatever that is. So it's just, the stories are beautiful. The women that we have published, I can't tell you, Marcy, how amazing I feel whenever I talk to these women. And once I think, I mean, I've talked to 350 women, I've interviewed every single one of them for the summit that we do around our book. Every single person, I feel like I can't hear anything new or different, but I'll tell you what, I hear it all the time. And so many people have gone through so much and grown so much and are so open to sharing. It's just this amazing, beautiful thing as far as I can see. And we feel like, you know, helping these women get out there in a bigger, broader way in the world through these books and through being published and sharing their messages, you know, through their collaborative, their co-authors and everything, it helps them to share their message. And by us helping them, it helps us to live into our mission of raising the vibration of people and the planet.
Amazing. Amazing journey for so many people whose lives you have touched, an amazing journey for you and Kathy, an amazing journey for all of us, and as you said, for raising the vibrational frequency of the world. So I have one more question for you, and then I'm so sorry to say that we've run out of time, but why women? Why are you focusing on giving voice to women?
Well, it's so interesting. It almost was like there was just never a question about it. You know, I guess as women, you know, we resonate with women, the energy of women more, the feminine energy that is out there more so than men. And it's, you know, it's just was our audience. You know, that's really why it's been women from since the beginning. We had our Powerful You Women's Network because as women entrepreneurs, you know, I've been an entrepreneur since 1989. I started in business with my dad. We had a manufacturing company that was a neon sign and display company. And, you know, that's one of the businesses that we grew and got in that Inc. 500 fastest growing private companies list. When my dad died, I ended up going into business, the same type of business with my current partner, Kathy Filer. And we are, and we've been in three different businesses, Kathy and I, and it always felt like, and I will say this is, you know, there's this women and men react differently. They respond differently. They interact differently than just women do. And, you know, I've had some challenges as a woman. I feel like there were things that, you know, in my business career that I felt like if I had been a man, I probably might have been respected a little bit more or listened to a little bit more or differently than being a woman. And I did sales, you know, for much of my life. I was the person that brought all the business into our company. You know, we worked with these huge corporations making, you know, their signs and displays, mostly for liquor, by the way. We made a lot of neon signs, signs, bar signs, whatever. And by the way, it's kind of interesting. Someone said to me, Sue, I love lighting, by the way. I just love all kinds of lighting. I love candles. I love any kind of lighting. But and people tell me, Sue, you were in that kind of business, which was lighting, and now you're in a whole different kind of a lighting business, lighting up the world with feeling good and, you know, bringing love and light to the world. And that's, I just thought that was so interesting that that was the evolution of me and my love of light. But I think women are often not listened to as well as men, or not listened to as much. And I think that women, my gosh, we are so powerful, right? And I think that so often it's a quiet power. And I think so often that it's an understated power. But we absolutely, as women, are here, and we're powering the planet, we're powering community, we're powering so much of what is going on in the world. And so we just felt like, let's give a voice to women who maybe have felt they haven't had a voice. And some of our authors said that, by the way, you know, they said, you know, gosh, I feel like I'm afraid to do this because I've never put myself out there like this. And I, you know, who am I? That was such a question I got from so many authors. Who am I to share my story? I mean, this is nothing special. In the meantime, they tell me all this amazing stuff that they have done in their life, and they still have that question of who am I? So we feel like by giving a voice to women and showing them what so many women before them have gone through, whether they're their contemporaries or their elders or whatever, it's like these are our people, and we can do absolutely anything. So by giving voice to women, we feel like we're empowering more women to step into their own power and feel it and share it. And so that's really why women.
Amazing. I love your whole feel-good theme about everything that you do. And I know also you offer a 21-day feel-good challenge for people, right, on your website?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about that because, again, you know, it says 21 days to create a planet or a practice, right, and change something, a habit that we have. So, yes, I put out 21-day Feel Good. It's an on-demand thing. You could sign up. You get every day in your email, you get something that maybe will take 5 minutes to read through and maybe put a practice in place. And it's awesome. It's totally free. And, again, that's me putting it out there for me and anybody else who wants to feel good.
And we need it. Thank you so much for that. It's fantastic. Well, Sue, thank you so much for everything that you've brought here in our discussion today, and for your heart and your dedication to others and also your dedication to yourself. It really is, it's inspiring and a fantastic reminder to each and every one of us about how important it is to be in integrity with ourselves. Our hearts, our minds need to be in alignment so that we can really show up for ourselves, and of course show up for the world and the universe, because it goes beyond and beyond and beyond with all of its rippling. So thank you so much, truly. And I look forward to continuing to just, you know, be connected and be fed by all the wonder that you bring to the world. And I know that our listeners are going to feel exactly the same way. And so I want to assure them that all of your links, your contact info, everything is right here with your interview. But for those who are listening to this, rather than reading, you know, the write-up or your bio on the page, can you just give your direct contact information where people can reach you?
Yep, absolutely. So there are two different websites, depending on kind of which way you want to go with this. We have PowerfulYouPublishing.com, Powerful You Publishing, and that's Powerful Y-O-U. Publishing.com. And that's all the information about our current anthology book that we're gathering authors for, and all the other programs that we do. We also publish individual books. I also have my own website, which is SueUrda.com. So that's Sue, SueUrda.com. And on there, if you want to sign up for the Feel Good Challenge, it's SueUrda.com/21feel good. And, you know, please, I have contact forms on both of my websites. You can also send an email to info@SueUrda.com or info@PowerfulYou.com. Either one of those will get to me. I would love to hear from any of you. I am so happy to be on this journey. And Marcy, I'm so grateful to you for having me here. Thank you so much for sharing what you do. And, you know, I'm in that heart space with you, and you have helped me shift my own heart. And so I so appreciate and love you.
Thank you so much. Well, everybody, that's it for today. And thank you for giving us your precious time and attention. And I know that you have been served well. And so until next time, I remain Marcy Newman, your host, the High Vibe Tribe podcast and Heart Shift Radio. And please make certain to leave your comments or questions, anything at all you'd like to share about today's broadcast down below. We would love to hear from you. Have a wonderful day. Many blessings to you. And thank you again from the bottom of our hearts. Much love to you. Bye-bye now.